What?
I want to ask you, I'm Buffalo. I want to ask you a question. Because I feel like we talk about stock a lot on this show, but it's more just a stock show. It's a business show, finance show. And one of the things that's crippling people the most in this world is debt. Even on our podcast, you guys talked about some different strategies to pay off debt. I think it's the avalanche approach and then there's another approach. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that also too, I think I want people to open up their minds about the market. There are so many markets to invest in. I became a millionaire and I invest in like stocks, but that's not my main source. You know, I feel like you should, a smart investor is an investor that's willing to do the research in the thing they enjoy investing in. Mm-hmm. So yes, that, well, and I'll say this too about Black and brown people in debt, that I'm going to share with you ways to pay off your debt, but I want you to set it and semi-forget it. That is not your focus. A study was done that Black and brown people focus more on getting out of debt, where the larger population focus more on growing wealth. And it is why we are here, because debt is a goal on the way to the destination. It's not the destination itself. Mm. You know, like, it's not like, yay, I'm debt free. And I always say, so is my 4-year-old nephew, Roman. He's still broke.
And you can go back broke being debt free.
Yes. Debt free don't equal broke. Don't let these people out here fool you. Debt free don't equal broke. Your toddler is debt free. They still broke. He broke broke. So anyway, here's some of the methods to get out of debt. First method that I like is the snowball method. That's when you pay off the debt with the lowest balance first. And you can find snowball calculators online, do your Googles. And so the reason why you do that is because people are emotional and they need early success. So if you pay off the debt with the lowest balance first, and then while you're paying off the debt with the lowest balance, you are also paying the minimum to the rest of your debt on your list, because you're wanting to give that debt its minimum plus any extra you can pull. So let's just say you could pull an extra $500 a month from your budget, you know? So first debt gets its minimum plus the 500. Once that debt is paid off, you roll over that full amount to the second lowest debt. Second lowest debt gets first lowest debt's minimum, its minimum, plus that 500. Yeah. You pay off that debt, you roll it over. So imagine like a snowball rolling down the hill, that the more it rolls, the bigger it gets. So the premise of the snowball method is, as you get to debt with bigger and bigger balances, you have more and more money to put toward it because you're collecting minimums along the way. The other method is the avalanche method. If for those of you who are really linear and the avalanche or really logical, the avalanche method actually makes more sense, not emotional sense, but makes more mental sense, in that you pay off the debt with the highest interest rate first, because that's the debt that's the most expensive. And the same thing, you pay off the debt with the highest interest rate, then roll it over to the second debt with the second highest interest rate. I believe in doing a mix. Start with the snowball, and when it makes sense, knock out debt with the highest interest rate. So, but honestly, you said it and semi-forget it. I call him Jake the Thief. When I was like 27, a friend of mine who had like a Lambo, a penthouse in New York, so I thought he was rich. And I was like, yo, teach me how to invest. And he promptly stole my money, but he's in jail now. So he left me, it left me $35,000 in debt. And I remember that I put all my energy for 2.5 years into paying off that debt. And I remember when it was finally paid off, my credit card debt, I was like so excited. And I was like, yes, I paid off the debt. I did it. And I looked around and I was still living in a room. And that's when the light bulb went on, like, the hell are you doing, Tiffany? All this time you did all this. And yes, you paid off the debt, because the next I had on my list was my student loan debt. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to pay just the minimum to the student loan debt, because that's $50,000. I don't want to spend another 3 years working on getting debt free just to be still in this room. And I'm going to spend the next 3 years working on my business investing. Mm-hmm. And so it took maybe 4 years. And then one day I was able to write a full $52,000 check to my student loan debt like it was nothing. And so that's why I say I want you to focus on growing wealth and investing, and allow debt to happen as a result of growing wealth, not for it to be the goal itself.
That's incredible, because, Ian, we just had this conversation maybe 3 hours ago when we, in our book club, shout out to everybody that was in the book club yesterday, about that scarcity mindset, where it's like, whatever we lack, we focus on.
Yes.
And whether it be, if I lack money, I'll focus on trying to get money. If I lack food, all I can think about is getting food. If I'm trying to be debt, all I can think about is a debt. What you're saying, and I agree with you, it's like, yo, we should focus on the investment piece, and that will take care of the other part. And
everything else.
I'm gonna let you ask your question, but I just wanted to make a statement too, because I feel like, especially Black people, a lot of times we feel like there's no such thing as credit jail. Like, I used to have terrible credit when I was in college. Yes. I got out of college, I ran up credit cards, and I think I had a lien or a judgment on one of the credit cards I couldn't pay back when I was like in my early 20s. And EYL, one of our EYL alumni, shout out to PTG. They just dropped a car off for me. We'll reveal. We'll do a whole revealing. But what was my credit score?
852.
852. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Don't ever let somebody tell you that.
Yes.
If you got bad credit.
Don't let credit hold you
up. I don't sweat credit. I just want, honestly, of all the things to worry about, it's the least you should worry about of your financial. Because it's the easiest thing to trick.
Yep.
Right? Like, you're like, oh, hey, grandma, you can put me on your credit card as an authorized user. Boom, some points. You know, hey, let me pay off a credit card. This is what I, when I lost my job and my credit score fell from like an 802 to a 547 after I couldn't afford my mortgage and went into foreclosure. I put a debt lawyer told me, Tiffany, get a credit card, put Netflix on it or your gym membership on it and pay it off every month in full. Boom, boom, boom. I did it for two. I used to call my jump like Jordan card, right? I'm like, yo, this credit card is about to jump like Jordan. I did it with two. And in like 2.5 years, my 547 became a 750 with an active foreclosure. Some of y'all don't have no foreclosure, still don't have no 750, right? And I was just like, yo, so credit, I don't sweat credit. Like now my credit score is probably like, I don't know, 807, I think last time I checked. Quite honestly, I don't care. I can raise credit like this. I'm focused on growing wealth. I'm focused on managing debt. I'm actually debt-free like a four-year-old, but I'm focused on managing debt. I'm focused on increasing business opportunities. I'm always, like my mentee always tell me like, yo, Tiffy, you wait on a coin. I'm like, I will. Yo, I will have an idea that I know I probably won't see the money for 5 to 10 years. I'm good on that. Yep. Because if you start planting seeds now, like I'm 40, yo, I'm reaping my 30-year-old seeds. But people don't get, that's why I don't mind planting seeds at 40. I'm not going to see the 50 because I'm like, I'm good. I'm reaping millions of dollars because of seeds I planted at 30, 31, 32, 33. If you continue to plant, you will continue to reap. And that's the issue, is that most people, the reason why they don't achieve the wealth and the success that they want is that at some point, they don't see the seed grow fast enough, fast so they enough. Stop, right? Yep. And then 5 years later, one of those seeds sprouts up and they're like, oh, snap, that's from 5 years ago. And you realize like, dang, had I kept going, I will always reap. Not only will I always reap, my kids will reap, my kids' kids will reap, my kids' kids will reap, because I have set it up that I am depositing every day. I'm planting every single day. So I don't mind waiting on a coin. I have ideas that I'm like, bet that's a $1 billion business in about 15 years, the way the market is going. Like I was just watching, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you guys have been following like what's happening with Joe Budden.
Yep.
Budden, right? Let me get my fellow Jersey brighter, right?
You can put the S on it.
Right? Yeah. Right? Right? And so like even Kanye, I mean, you know, Kanye, but still, right? I know.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.